Hello and welcome to We the People. I'm Gargi Rawat. Earlier this week, thousands of women in Karnataka marched hundreds of kilometers to the state capital, Bengaluru, to demand a liquor ban or prohibition in the state. Now, this brings us to the issue of banning alcohol, which is often blamed for many society ills and has been carried out in some states like Gujarat, Bihar and Nagaland. Prohibition, in fact, is mentioned in our constitution as a directive principle. But does prohibition work? Does it bring down crime, especially crimes against women and domestic violence? Does it lead to a healthier society, especially among the poorer class? Or is it a sham with reports of liquor being easily accessible in these prohibition states, courtesy of booming liquor mafia? Does it lead to a corruption and crime nexus between smugglers and politicians and the police as well as officials? And is it also a short-term vote bank politics, with prohibition being very popular among women voters? Well, joining us on the show today to discuss all these issues, we'll be joined by KC Tyagi, General Secretary, JDU and spokesperson. Also, Vijay Simha, former addict turned a counsellor and now a shepherd at the Sober Foundation. Priyank Sukhija, who runs several popular restaurants. Jagmati Sangwan, activist and former General Secretary of the IDWA. Shailaja Chandra, former Chief Secretary and a senior former bureaucrat who's worked on health issues and women issues as well. And Shailaja Singh, author who's experienced the adverse effects of alcohol in her own family. Also joining us from Bengaluru, Dr. Vaman Acharya, spokesperson of the Karnataka BJP. We'll be joined by Lalitha Kumar Mangalam, Director India Foundation and former NCW chief. And also from Lucknow, Vikram Singh, a former DG of UP, who is a staunch believer in prohibition. Well, let's first go across to Mr. KC Tyagi. Sir, Tyagi ji, agar Bihar ki baat karte hain, toh अलग-अलग रिपोर्ट्स आते हैं अबाउट द सक्सेस ऑफ प्रोहिबिशन इन बिहार. सम पीपल से इट्स अ सक्सेस, इट्स लेड टू मोर एक्सपेंडिचर ऑन मिल्क, एक्सपेंडिचर हैज गॉन अप ऑन अदर आइटम्स इन द स्टेट, बट मेनी आर पॉइंटिंग आउट दैट इट्स लेड टू द लिकर माफिया दैट वी हियर अबाउट इन गुजरात एज वेल, दैट इट्स ऑल्सो लेड टू अवेलेबिलिटी दैट दोज हु कैन अफोर्ड इट कैन ऑलवेज एक्सेस एल्कोहल एंड दोज who are in the poorer category then turn to illicit liquor so that in itself is one of the fears.
देखिए, बिहार को लेकर के कई प्रकार की खबरें आती हैं. एक तो महिलाओं के आग्रह पर एक जनसभा में नीतीश कुमार जी चुनाव के दौरान भाषण कर रहे थे तो महिलाओं के कई जत्थों ने आके कहा कि साहब हम आपको वोट देंगे लेकिन ये शराबबंदी खत्म होगी कि नहीं होगी, हम पर अत्याचार होते हैं, मानसिक हिस्सा होती है, मौखिक हिस्सा होती है, शारीरिक हिस्सा होती है, आर्थिक हिस्सा होती है, यौन हिंसा होती है, शारीरिक प्रताड़ना होती है. तो नीतीश कुमार ने वादा किया कि इस बार अगर मेरी सरकार आती है तो हम शराबबंदी करेंगे. एक तो आपकी जानकारी के लिए, बिहार मुंबई या दिल्ली नहीं है, ये एक बहुत बैकवर्ड सोसाइटी है जहां पर कैपिटा इनकम भी कम है. तो मैं आपको एक बहुत संक्षेप में बताना चाहता हूं कि 2 साल के अंदर क्या क्या हुआ है. महिला अपराध पर पहले जो मानसिक हिंसा की शिकायत थी वो 79% से घट करके 11% हो गई है महिलाओं पर. मौखिक हिस्सा पहले 73% थी अब 14% हो गई है. शारीरिक हिस्सा पहले 54% थी अब 5% रह गई है. आर्थिक हिस्सा 70% थी हिंसा अब 6% रह गई है. यौन हिंसा की शिकायत 15% थी अब 4% रह गई है. शारीरिक प्रताड़ना के साथ यौन हिंसा की शिकायत पहले 17% थी अब 3% रही है. और राजस्व का जो है 5,000 करोड़ रुपए का नुकसान हुआ है जैसा सब लोग प्रचारित और प्रसारित करते हैं, लेकिन 200 रुपए मनरेगा के हिसाब से भी आप लगाइए, जो पैसा कमाने वाले लोग गरीब लोग हैं बिहार जैसे बैकवर्ड स्टेट में, वो 100 रुपए की शराब पियेंगे. जब वो शराब बंद हो गई है उसके बाद उसने पढ़ाई पर, बच्चों के स्कूलिंग पर, उसने हेल्थ पर, उसने और चीजें पर वो पैसा खर्च किया है. ये जो आप जो प्रचार है बिहार सरकार के खिलाफ कि 80,000 आदमी जेल में बंद है, बिल्कुल गलत है. 8,000 आदमी गिरफ्तार हुए थे जिसमें 90% आदमी बाहर के वो लोग थे जो शराब के चलन में व्यापार में लगे हुए लोग थे. और बिहार के अंदर जो रूरल सेक्टर है उसमें 100% शांति है. शाम को शराब होकर के मैं जो मेरी महिला डेलीगेट बैठी हुई है जो एंकर के साथ, मैं उनसे जरूर कहना चाहता हूं कि ग्रामीण महिलाओं के लिए इससे बड़ा क्रांतिकारी कार्य कोई हुआ नहीं है. चूंकि पति शाम को पी करके इस विश्व में पति दिन भर अपमानित होकर के आता है, एक जगह है जहां वो अत्याचार करता है वो है उसकी पत्नी। वहां की महिलाओं ने ऊंचे पैमाने पे दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी मानव श्रृंखला 4 करोड़ लोगों की पटना में हुई, जिसमें सब लोग महिला भी थी पुरुष भी थे, और कहा कि ये शराबबंदी लागू रहनी चाहिए।
लेकिन जो स्मगलिंग की बात की जाती है कि बहुत अल्कोहल स्मगल किया जा रहा है, ऑल्सो स्पूरियस लिकर का जो फियर है वो भी अक्सर जो गरीब लोग हैं वो स्पूरियस लिकर के तरफ चले जाते हैं, और कि बहुत से लोग जिनके अगेंस्ट अरेस्ट हुए हैं या जेल में गए हैं वो जो पिछड़े वर्ग या गरीब में से हैं, जो जो अमीर लोग होते हैं उनके अगेंस्ट केसेस नहीं होती, ये सब सुनने में आता है बिहार के बारे में।
हालांकि विपक्षी मित्रों में से जो पहले हमारे साथ थे अब वो अलग हो गए, उस समय ने उन्हें इसका समर्थन किया था, लालू प्रसाद जी ने भी और तेजस्वी यादव जी ने भी। एक दूसरा, ये जो प्रचार है कि 80,000 लोग पकड़े गए हैं ये गलत है। जो शराब पीने का जो इकोनॉमिक क्राइटेरिया है वो भी अपर कास्ट में अपर क्लास में ज्यादा है, बिकॉज दे कैन अफोर्ड इट। जो मनरेगा का मजदूर है 200-150 रुपए रोज का, अगर वो शराब पिएगा तो उसके घर में खाना भी नहीं हो सकता है, इसलिए ये प्रचार भी गलत है। हाँ, ये मैं आपसे एडमिट करता हूं कि जो SC ST बैकवर्ड क्लासेस के लोग, मार्जिनली जो इकोनॉमिकली मार्जिनलाइज्ड लोग हैं, उन लोगों पर शराब का बुरा असर पड़ता था, इसलिए वहां पर जो फिरौती की अपहरण के भी जो मामले हैं उसमें 66%, मर्डर के मामले में 20%। और मुझे अच्छा लगा कि यूपी के हमारे DGP बैठे हुए हैं आपके चैनल पर, ये बड़े पुलिस अफसर रहे हैं, अपने अनुभवों के आधार पर भी ये बताएंगे कि नेशनल क्राइम ब्यूरो की क्या क्या रिपोर्ट्स हैं जिन राज्यों में अब ये भी प्रचार है कि शराब पीना हमारा फंडामेंटल राइट है। सुप्रीम कोर्ट कह चुका है कि ये फंडामेंटल राइट नहीं है, और गांधी जी ने एक बार कहा था, जो हमारे राष्ट्रपिता है, कि अगर एक दिन के लिए मैं तानाशाह बनूंगा तो सबसे पहला काम मैं शराबबंदी का करूंगा। इसलिए ठीक है, कुछ लूप होल्स हो सकते हैं, कुछ कमजोरियां हो सकती हैं, कुछ खामियां हो सकती हैं, लेकिन ये नशा मुक्ति आंदोलन का एक प्रारंभिक रूप है शराबबंदी। पूरी दुनिया में हम जहाज में बैठ के जाते हैं सिंगापुर के लिए, नशा मुक्ति को लेकर के पहली वार्निंग होती है, खबरदार अगर कोई भी नारकोटिक्स लेकर के जहाज में बैठा उसको फांसी की सजा होगी। तो भारत जैसी बैकवर्ड सोसाइटी में जो अंडर प्रिविलेज्ड लोग हैं वो कैसे शराब पी सकते हैं, एक तबका है।
We heard Mr. K.C. Tyagi talking about all the benefits that he claims that have come in Bihar ever since prohibition came in 2016. But Shailaja Chandra, as a former bureaucrat and someone who's worked on these issues, what is your view about prohibition?
My view is that it is definitely something which is in the interest of society and particularly women, but it is unimplementable. On a wide scale, it is unimplementable. You have situations like the state of Gujarat, which is under prohibition, but you have 15 distilleries in Daman, and the 15 distilleries means that Daman is like a district of Gujarat. You can literally go across the border, put your hand across and get it. Same with Pondicherry, and Tamil Nadu had prohibition also. Let us, I think, look at this not only as an enforcement issue, not only as a finance issue, because huge revenues come from excise. A poor state cannot afford to give up the revenue. The police, definitely, as you said, would definitely get mixed up and there'll be corruption. I would like to put it differently. Women have every right. What K.C. Tyagi said is abundantly clear, that it does lead to huge, not just harassment, it is criminal what happens to women. And if children are denied food because of alcoholism, something that has to be done by the state. I think that this has to be seen in a layered way. You have the poorest of the poor, you have the wealth quintiles where people will need this for intoxication. They come after a hard day's work. You've got to face that. You also have higher income groups. Have we ever had a discussion where you have social justice, which is in charge of the subject of alcoholism? Revenue, which is finance ministry or even the revenue department, the excise department of the state, the police. the people in charge of women, which is women and child departments of the states or the center, have they ever sat down and made a layered scheme? You do it for food. You do
right,
it
so
for
you're saying better regulation is what
no,
we
no,
need.
No, I'm saying you start at the panchayat level.
More awareness.
Move up to the, no, not awareness. Have strategies, have policies, but not for the whole state. You
I
have
see.
To
so
be clear about the needs of those women if there is
different
the
strokes for different folks. You're it saying maybe not have as many takers abundantly
exactly.
available
you'll
all
have
across
to
the
map
countryside.
Map it out and make it difficult, but don't make it impossible. You will have huge tragedies. On the other
which
hand,
which already there have been a few cases.
We are a progressive country. We have ignored the directive principles. They are there. We have ignored them. But we have, when we made the directive principles, we didn't have tourism in mind. We didn't have the influx of foreign tourists and people with disposable income. We didn't have five-star hotels. Now, all that has come. Are you going to wish that all away? You can't.
All so right. In fact, in Bihar, they are already seeing that tourism is something that is suffering because of,
and
of this ban.
And revenue suffers hugely. So I would say a very, you might say, a comprehensive policy. The state is capable of making these kinds of layered policies.
All right, I will come done. To Mr. Tyagi for more, but Jagmati Shukla, somebody who's been working on this issue as well, Jagmati Sangwan, I beg your pardon, has been working on these issues as well. आप बताइए आपके एक्सपीरियंस में क्या रहा, आपने क्या देखा? हरियाणा में प्रोहिबिशन थी, फिर हटाई गई थी, और आप काफी औरतों के साथ काम करती हैं इस इशू के बारे में, उनका क्या कहना है?
देखिए, जो मिस्टर त्यागी ने भी कहा कि ग्रामीण महिलाओं में जब भी जाएं तो उनकी तरफ से ये समस्या जो है वो कहती है कि हम पीने के पानी का प्रबंध कर लेंगे, हम फूड सिक्योरिटी का कर लेंगे, लेकिन आप दारू का प्रबंध करवाओ, ऐसी उनकी तरफ से ये आती है। और उसी को देखते हुए जब 94-95 में हरियाणा में हमने महिलाओं ने पूरा आंदोलन खड़ा किया और यहां तक खड़ा किया कि रेवेन्यू के लिए स्टेट गवर्नमेंट को हमने ऑफर किया कि हम चंदा करके आपके वहां पे डिपॉजिट करेंगे, लेकिन जब प्रोहिबिशन वहां पे लागू की गई,
रेवेन्यू मतलब
हाँ रेवेन्यू को कंपनसेट करेंगे स्टेट गवर्नमेंट का, अगर आपको इतना ही ज्यादा वो खराब हालत है तो। लेकिन प्रोहिबिशन का जो अनुभव है वो ये बताता है कि वो वर्क करता नहीं है हमारे जैसे समाज के अंदर, और जैसे जैसे वो उसकी इम्प्लीमेंटेशन हुई उसके साथ साथ पूरा माफिया वहां पे खड़ा हुआ, पूरा मतलब वायलेंस के भी बहुत सारी घटनाएं कि जहां पे भी जो भी बोलने की कोशिश करे, इवन महिलाओं के मर्डर तक हुए उसके अंदर। और हमें ये लगता है कि डेफिनेटली महिलाओं के साथ वायलेंस बढ़ती है, परिवारों का बजट तबाह हो जाता है, समाज प्रदूषित हो जाता है, परंतु रेगुलेट अगर किया जाए, इसको रेगुलेट किया जाए इसकी डिलीवरी को, और इसको एक इजी सोर्स ऑफ रेवेन्यू की तरह से ना देखा जाए, तो 80% जो प्रॉब्लम है उसको चेक किया जा सकता है। हम जो आंदोलन करते हैं वहां पे देखते हैं अभी हालत क्या है, हालत ये है कि सुबह मतलब किसी भी गांव में और कोई सुविधा हो ना हो, ठेका जो है वो बिल्कुल रोड के ऊपर होगा, सबसे चमचमाता हुआ, सारी रौनक वहां पे होती है, और मदर डेयरी से मतलब के बूथ बाद में खुलते होंगे दूध के, लेकिन ठेके सब पूरी रात खुले रहते हैं इस तरह से।
तो जो शैला जी कह रही थी कि कंट्रोल ज्यादा होना चाहिए, अलग अलग जगहों के लिए ज्यादा देखा जाना चाहिए कि रूरल एरियाज में या गांव में या कोई इतनी अवेलेबिलिटी ना हो अल्कोहल की।
और इजी अवेलेबिलिटी तो उसकी कंजम्पशन को बढ़ाती है, और उसमें हमें ये लगता है कि अपराध तो चाहे वो बहुत सुशिक्षित है और जो गरीब लोग हैं उनकी तरफ से भी आते हैं, तो हमें ये लगता है कि उसके टाइमिंग्स जो है वो रेगुलेट किए जाएं, उसमें ड्राई डेज की संख्या एक बार बढ़ाई जाए, और जो भी कानून है कि वो मंदिर के पास ना हो, वो स्कूल के पास ना हो, वो लागू किए जाए। अभी हालत ये है कि गांव के अंदर हर दुकान पे, छोटी मोटी दुकान पे पाउच मिल जाते हैं आपको, और छोटे छोटे बच्चे जो है वो भी इसकी चपेट में आते जा रहे, तो वो रेगुलेशन जो है उनके ऊपर वर्क करना, उनको ज्यादा से ज्यादा इम्प्लीमेंटेबल बनाना।
All right, interesting there, Shailaja Singh. If you could share, I know you've been through tragedy due to alcohol in your own family, and you had a husband who was alcoholic. You just talk about, you know, what you've been through and your view, because it's interesting that, you know, Jagmati feels that we don't need prohibition, because she's seen prohibition in Haryana and how crime increased also. But yes, regulation, better controls.
See, here we're talking about addiction. From what I've understood out of my experiences in life is that addiction does not go away with prohibition. if a person is addicted, it is in the mind. Unless until you treat the mind, you will not treat the addiction. You might want to shut down the shops. You might want to, you know, ban the liquor. But the person who's addicted will try to go. And what, where will his frustration come? It'll come on the domestic people. It'll come on his wife. It'll come on his husband. Sorry, in children. So if you have prohibition, apart from, even if you want to have prohibition, you should also have some kind of psychological counseling to these people. Because until you have that prohibition...
You had an alcoholic husband. And so
yes,
I
had. But now my problem is that if there is prohibition, the person will stalk in the bathroom. They will drink more. They will binge more. And if they binge more, they're going to do more. So if prohibition, if you can't, you know, address it psychologically, you'll never be able to do anything with the prohibition thing.
All right, Vijay, you're someone who's dealt with addiction and now you work as a counselor. You yourself were an addict and now it's great that you go out. And what, you know, we're talking about that it's something that this addiction or alcoholism is something that you need. People need more help and we have to be more aware about that and counsel them as well and provide them that, you know, guidance, perhaps, that's needed to deal with these issues.
Okay. Thank you for having me on the show. Just give me a couple of minutes. There's several things here. Number one, alcohol is still the largest consumed of the 256 intoxicants that humans use on Earth currently. And when we talk of prohibition, it's a response to something, a pressure situation that the state responds to. But if you have a large problem of, say, consumption of substance leading to all sorts of other manifestations, then the problem is not the substance. Alcohol is not a magic substance that can make sinners of saints or, you know, saints of sinners. It has to reside in you something. What alcohol does is it disinhibits you. That's it. So whatever is inside, then you express. So that's the first thing. So the prohibition itself, also I'd like to tell you here, is not something new. We are in New Delhi now. I think, as far as I know, the first recorded prohibition in history is from New Delhi. I think in 1310, Alauddin Khilji imposed a one-month ban on his soldiers from drinking. His soldiers were losing all battles at Siri Fort, near Siri Fort. We're very close to that. So if that worked, then there'd be no problem. But as you said, when I was drinking, prohibition was hardly an issue. Dry days were hardly an issue. Any good alcoholic knows how to go about his business. Nothing on earth would stop him or her. It never stopped me. So prohibition, if we even take Bihar, what we need to measure, is it free of substance use disorder, which is what addiction earlier was. I mean, it was addiction, now it's substance use disorder. Bihar is probably legally alcohol-free. It's not alcohol-free. You can still get...
Well, that even Gujarat is not alcohol-free.
Exactly.
You hear that,
so
it's as more easily available to just, you know, call your guy and get alcohol delivered to your doorstep.
There's never going to be a legislation that can override human nature. What we do in the Sober Foundation is simply get to the root of the problem.
Hmm.
Violence against women means the man is going to even beat other men. It's not just a woman issue. The suffering principally is the man.
But women are the worst sufferers when
Agreed.
It comes to alcoholic men and domestic
yes, but
abuse.
What you're seeing is that the man is disintegrating and he's hitting on the women or targeting the women because he is just falling apart. So what we do, we get to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is below the age of 8. What we need is this to be part of education.
All right, interesting. So you think from a young age and people need to be aware about this,
this problem. The youngest person who's come to me for help.
Instead of parents, usually we don't talk about alcohol in homes, perhaps, and that is an important point to raise there. But Priyank, you've been hearing everybody, and you're somebody who runs successful restaurants, and you know, you depend on alcohol for your business. So what is your view, you know, especially since we're talking about Bihar as well, and how this prohibition has come there? We hear about how a lot of people are out of work there. I don't know, a certain percentage, of course, but and it affects tourism as well.
So I think... Okay, just because there are a lot of road accidents, instead of ensuring, you know, safety, we can't just ban cars or bikes. That's not the way out. Education and, you know, some controls, some measures is a better way. I'll just tell you something very interesting about the hospitality industry, which is largely dependent on alcohol. Tourism also. A large part of our industry is unorganized, but we are already under, we're not getting a lot of employment these days in our country. The hospitality industry, the F&B sector, starting from a smallest dhaba to a biggest five-star, we are the third largest employer in the country today after the Indian Army and Railways. We are many times bigger than Bollywood, our industry, is many times bigger than IT industry.
You talk about restaurants, eateries, the whole gamut.
I'm covering everything, the whole F&B industry.
Hmm.
Also now, whenever tourism happens, we don't just travel for restaurants and nightlife is part of the culture. If somebody wants to come to Delhi, they want to see the Humayun Tomb or the Qutub Minar, but they also Google where's the nightlife, what are good restaurants to eat. We all do that, and restaurants are part of our culture now. And we as restaurateurs are going many miles ahead to innovate, to bring India to a level where we can be contributors to that whole tourism. And if there is any kind of prohibition, then it'll all go for a toss.
All right. Well, I'd like to go across to Dr. Acharya, who's joining us from Bengaluru. Dr. Acharya, we just had, thousands of women marching to Bengaluru demanding prohibition. What is the BJP's response to that? What is your stand on this issue?
Yeah. Prohibition is good. Prohibition has to be brought into action. But that takes a little time. We should go step by step. Today we are in the reverse direction. There are hundreds of shops opening every day here in Karnataka. Even in the remotest village, you may not get a tap, you may not get a medicine shop, but you will definitely get a liquor shop. But few things are also good. In the last 5-10 years, the cheaper sachets which were available in the rural areas are banned. They are not available now. But just for the sake of income, government's increasing so many shops everywhere should somewhere stop. Availability.
Yes, sir, so don't you think the problem is regulation?
It's more of a habit.
Shouldn't we regulate it more, ensure that there are not so many takers?
It comes next. Yeah. Regulation also, we have to make some changes in the regulation. Number one is, availability should be made less. It should be made little expensive. Some experiments like home delivery can also be tried at little higher rate, so that the people who go to restaurants and drink and go on the road, go to accidents, or they do all these things without the knowledge of the family, can be brought down. I don't know whether we will be able to completely ban it, but we should go on slowly restricting one after the other.
All right, then, so you started off by saying that you believe in prohibition, but now you're saying that we should allow alcohol delivery to the doorstep as well. But you seem to be saying that you need restrictions more than absolute prohibition, because we also see in Gujarat and Bihar that there is a lot, there is the liquor mafia that is very active as well, and the state loses out on income.
Yeah, these three problems are there. Income for the state, problems of administration, and also making it 100% possible. Because of the three problems, what I am saying is bring it slowly, tighten it, make availability less, so that the shops in poor areas are less. Shops in five-star hotels can be, because people who go and afford there, they know their limitations. But the people who are into difficulty are mainly poor people and into rural areas. First, we must stop that. Then slowly come to these other areas where liquors are there. Banning liquor en masse is not possible. It's a difficult issue.
All right. So you feel it's not possible. I'd like to...
Everywhere it has been tried and not has been possible.
All right. Well, I'd like to go across to Vikram Singh now, a former DGP of Uttar Pradesh. So you believe in prohibition, but we hear reports from Bihar about, how the police are understaffed, the excise department's understaffed to deal with the mafia that's happening, the smuggling of liquor that's happening. Policemen have lost their lives also trying to tackle these. They get run over sometimes. So, is it really possible to ban? Shouldn't we regulate it? Shouldn't we have a layered approach, as Ms. Chandra said here? What is your view?
Gargi, it's very seldom that you are in agreement with all members of the panel to some extent or the other. Yes, any move that you start is likely to have a roller coaster ride and have hiccups. When the prohibition scheme began in Bihar, it was dismissed as a knee-jerk reaction and doomed for disaster. But over a period of time, and I was one of the first critics of the prohibition in Bihar, but now I think Bihar prohibition scheme is turning out to be a success story. I happen to be, I seem that the oldest member of your panel, and I was privy to the interview that M.J. Akbar had with Morarji Desai in 1977. You know, M.J. Akbar asked, I do not agree with either M.J. Akbar or Mr. Morarji, late Mr. Morarji, with the greatest of respect. M.J. Akbar asked Morarji Desai, look at the loss of revenue and look at the human misery and look at the inconvenience prohibition is causing. You know, Mr. Morarji Desai said, it is causing inconvenience to die-hard alcoholics like you and those who are accustomed to free alcohol like you. I mean, I said that I would not like to believe either of them, but America today, as Norman Vincent Peale says, requires 85 million liters of alcohol to put America to sleep. Yes, everything is important. Rehabilitation is important. Liquor for the purpose of tourism is important. Liquor also for those who are may require some for medicinal or other, that is also required. But that does not mean that the preamble of the Constitution should not be implemented. I, for one, people feel I am a museum specialist because I have never touched alcohol, although in uniform and belong to a community that is lives, consumes more liquor than water as the tradition goes. But let me tell you, when I leave Sector 16 of Noida, I would not like to believe what I see. Youngsters putting alcohol bottles on the car bonnet and drinking freely, and what pains and puts me to loss of anguish, as Ms. Sangwan would also will agree with me, right. I would not.
So
like
that I think nobody would agree with that. We definitely need to crack down on, you know, drink driving and, you know, alcohol abuse. That is something we need to, you know, learn to tackle rather than just prohibition. I'd like to go across to Lalitha Kumar Mangalam, somebody who believes that we do need prohibition. And you support those ladies who are marching in Karnataka demanding that the state be made a dry state.
Good evening, Gargi. Thank you for having me on your show via OB. I'm sorry if my throat's a bit hoarse. I think I've got some caught a cold today. Yes, Gargi, because I have worked with women who have been affected, especially women from the poorer strata of India in Tamil Nadu, who have been affected, whose lives and whose families have been destroyed by alcohol consumption. Now, Shaila Jaje was right. There's so much income that's earned not just by the government, but by various sections of people who actually trade in alcohol, including our entertainment and our hotel industry, that often the problems that are caused not just on individuals or women, but whole families, is ignored. Now, while yes, I say that prohibition is necessary, I also think that we should now, it's time this country and across the world perhaps, start treating alcoholism as also a health problem. Because I think the data shows that about one person dies every 15 minutes due to alcohol-related reasons in India, whether it's drunken driving or alcoholism or whatever else. Now, we can't totally stop the consumption of alcohol. I agree it's impossible due to many reasons, including extraordinary amount of corruption and the amount of money the liquor mafia has. Also, the liquor barons, remember the people who produce bottled alcohol, which have got brand names, right? So, but in the first instance, I think that I agree with the DGP, ex-DGP of who just spoke before me and many of the other panelists, that we must have some sort of phased approach which can bring down alcohol consumption. Perhaps the timings, perhaps a greater number of dry days. There are many reasons, many ways that we could tackle it. But and what I do think is what Shailaja Singh said from an administrative point of view is absolutely right. Yes, and where it's available, not outside, you know, places of worship, schools, etc. It's in Tamil Nadu, for example, there were many times when the when me along with many other women, not necessarily only the women who are affected or women from poorer communities, have actually gone and forced the police to shut down liquor shops, which are right next to temples,
all right,
mosques, next to schools,
right.
many places like that.
All right, Lalita, I thought it was interesting.
I do think that there should be a much, much greater deal of coordination between the departments of the government that deals with this.
To deal with this because issue. Yes, interesting that you said we should treat...
Prohibition is not going to work, in the long run.
Right, interesting you said we should treat it as a medical problem. I think that's what many feel like. It should be more of a medical issue rather than a moral issue, perhaps, when it comes to alcohol. I'd like to go across to Shailendra now and someone who's in Alcoholic Anonymous and someone who's dealt with it as an addiction. Tell us about yourself.
I'm Shailendra and I'm a member. I'm representing a fellowship called Alcoholics Anonymous, where we work with the people who have alcohol problem, like we call it problem drinking. And although you are talking about prohibition and all, like as a fellowship, worldwide fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, we don't have a take on anything which is outside. But from my personal experience, I can say okay, nothing can stop me. When I was drinking and if I need to drink, then nothing can stop me. I have to have at any cost. By any means, like be it legal, be it illegal, anything like that. Because it's like, as somebody put it very clearly, it's a health issue. My body is demanding it. Yeah, I'm addicted to something and my body is demanding it. So
and when did you seek help?
Well, like, I lost many things in my life, like all the worthwhile things in my life. And then when I went, I had been to medical treatment also and many other things. And I developed a lot of health issues in my life. And during that issue, everything helped. But during that thing, I've been to Alcoholics Anonymous meetings and we went there and just to brief you out, it's a place where people like met who all suffer from alcoholism and they just meet and discuss all those things and it really helped me out. And because it's anonymous, like you can say it's a very funny thing, we are covering our face, but like as a worldwide principle of Alcoholics Anonymous, we cannot divulge our identities on public platforms.
So, all right, so I'm glad to hear that you're dealing with it and you have been alcohol-free for quite some time now. But I'd like to go across to this lady who we have. You are Rohtak se aayi hain aur aap apne bare mein zara bataiye. Aapke husband alcoholic the aur aap debt mein chali gayi, unhone ghar bhi bech diya, uske bare mein bataiye.
मेरे हस्बैंड शुरू से शादी होने से पहले शराबी थे. उस शराब पीते रहे, मेरे को कुछ पता नहीं था, जानकारी नहीं थी उसमें. चलते चलते बच्चे 5 हो गए और जिस छत के नीचे हम रह रहे थे, हमारे को बिना बताए, बच्चे बिल्कुल छोटे छोटे थे मेरे, बिना बताए बाहर की बाहर मकान बेच के वो चले गए, पैसा सारा ले गए. जिस टाइम वो मकान खरीदने वाले आए भी हमारा मकान खाली कर दो, उस समय मैंने पता लगा. मैंने बोला मेरे पास 5 बच्चे हैं, मैं कहाँ जाऊँगी. तो वो बोले हमें मकान खरीद लिया तो मकान खाली कर दो, तो दबाव दे के मकान खाली करवा लिया. तो हम किराए पे चले गए. उसके चलते चलते फिर मेरी बेटी 14-15 साल की होगी, वो मतलब इतना मार पीट करते थे बहुत ज़्यादा. उस सड़क पे बैठ के कभी किसी पड़ोसी के घर में चले गए, कभी खा लिया कभी नहीं खा लिया, घर में घुसने नहीं देते. तो बेटी की शादी की जो सामान हमें खरीदा हुआ था उन्होंने वो भी शादी के थोड़े से दिन पहले वो भी बेच दिया. और शादी का टाइम आया जब मेरे हाथ में कुछ नहीं था. जैसे मेरे मायके वाले मेरे रिश्तेदार उन्होंने मेरी मदद की और बेटी की शादी की. 14 साल की बेटी की मैंने शादी करनी पड़ी. जो मार पीट वो करता था, वो बच्चे भी झेल रहे थे और मैं भी उसको झेल रही थी. जब आर्थिक रूप से, शारीरिक रूप से, मानसिक रूप से बच्चों का विकास नहीं हुआ, बच्चों की पढ़ाई नहीं हुई, जो 6-7 साल के बच्चों ने मजदूरी करनी पड़ी स्कूल से आके, उन्होंने अपनी सब्जी बेचनी पड़ी आके, छोटे छोटे बच्चे. तो मतलब कितना बताऊं, अगर मैं अपनी कहानी बयान करने लगूं 2 दिन तक वो नहीं मतलब खत्म होएगी. तो इतना मतलब झेला परिवार ने. और फिर वो चले गए बिल्कुल, वो 12-13 साल से हमारे पास नहीं है. वो मकान बेच के चले गए थे और मेरे जैसे बच्चे छोटे छोटे पाले, पढ़ा तो नहीं पाई पूरा, उनका पेट भरने का ही मेरे पास वो था. एक मजदूरी कर रही थी मैं, पेट भरने के अलावा और कुछ भी नहीं था. तो चले गए. उसके जाने के बाद जो हमारी मजदूरी थी वो हमारे हाथ में रुकी.
ठीक है, आप अपनी कहानी हमको बताने के लिए शुक्रिया. और एंड दिस इज द सेम स्टोरी वी हर्ड अमंग सो मेनी वुमेन, स्पेशली इन कर्नाटका एज वेल. दोज वुमेन मार्चिंग, वी वर इंटरव्यूइंग देम. एंड सो शैलजा, इट क्लियरली इट इज अ प्रॉब्लम एंड समथिंग वी हैव टू डील विद अर्जेंटली इन रूरल इंडिया.
Her
husband sold the house and left her with 5 children.
This is happening. We don't need these stories to remind us, except to say we have to do something about it. Prohibition is not the answer. The answer is the country is divided into 720 districts. You have more than 5,000-6,000 blocks. You have 1,60,000 villages. You have to look at it in layers. Number 2, you have to have many policies at the same time. Number 3, you have to bring together almost 5 departments on a common platform. It can't be excises interested in money and police.
Right.
You know, this can be done,
yes,
but it must have a policy, you might say, opening, this matters. Today,
all right,
it
well,
is not
finally, I'd like to just ask the audience, how many of you think there should be prohibition? And how many of you think there should be a layered approach, as Ms. Chandra said? You're in a dilemma. All right, well, I'm sorry, but we're completely out of time on the show today. Thank you so much for watching, and I think no clear answers, really. But yes, there's a lot that clearly needs to be done when it comes to the issue of alcohol, and women in India are suffering because of this. All right, well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you all for joining us. Goodbye.